This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Intense fighting continues between Azerbaijani and Armenian forces over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region for a fifth consecutive day. France, Russia, and the United States called for a ceasefire between the two sides. In a joint statement, as co-chairs of the OSCE Minsk group, which is tasked with finding a peaceful solution, the French, the Russians, and the Americans called for an immediate cessation of hostilities between Armenia and Azerbaijan. They also called for leaders of the two countries to commit without delay to resuming substantive negotiations. Armenia and Azerbaijan have dismissed the demands for a truce in the disputed region, where fighting has escalated in recent days to levels not seen since the 1990s. Lebanon and Israel have agreed to a framework for talks on their disputed border. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Lebanon's parliament speaker, Nabih Birri, said on Thursday the talks would be held under the auspices of the United Nations. Washington, which has been mediating to bring the two foes to the negotiating table, welcomed the agreement. Crucially, one of the disputed maritime areas is on the edge of energy-rich waters, and Lebanon's economy desperately needs a boost. It's close to collapse because of a mountain of debt and decades of mismanagement and corruption, compounded by the devastating port blast in August in Beirut. Border tensions flare sporadically over a wall Israel is building along the blue line and the growing arsenal of Lebanon's Iran-backed Hezbollah group, which Israel sees as the biggest threat on its frontier.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Hong Kong riot police patrolling the route of a banned anti-government march arrested dozens of people Thursday, stopping crowds from gathering as Chief Executive Carrie Lam hailed the city's return to stability. Emer McCarthy of Reuters has more.
Police had banned the protest, citing coronavirus restrictions on group gatherings and violence at previous marches. Hundreds of officers conducted stop-and-search activities and cordoned off areas. Protesters wanted to march against Beijing's imposition of a sweeping national security law on June 30 and demand the return of 12 Hong Kong people who were arrested at sea by Chinese authorities in August as they tried to reach self-ruled Taiwan. Thursday's protests came even as Chief Executive Carrie Lam said at a flag-raising ceremony earlier in the day that stability had returned to the city. China's National Day on October 1 is resented by Hong Kong's pro-democracy activists. But for pro-Beijing supporters, it is an opportunity to drum up patriotism in China's most restive city.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Indian police detained key leaders of the opposition Congress Party, Rahul Gandhi and his sister Priyanka, on Thursday after preventing them from visiting a northern village where a 19-year-old woman from India's lowest caste was allegedly gang-raped last month and later died in a hospital. The attack was the latest brutal sexual violence against women to rile India. A police spokesman said the two party leaders were detained for violating an order banning the assembly of four or more people in the area to prevent any violence by protesters. The two leaders were driven back to New Delhi by police and freed later Thursday. Two of the largest airlines in the United States, American and United, have begun furloughing thousands of workers because of the impact of the coronavirus. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
American Airlines and United say they'll begin to furlough 32,000 employees since lawmakers in the White House failed to agree on a broad pandemic relief package that would include more federal aid for airlines. Flight attendant CWA Union President Sarah Nelson.
To keep people in this state of worry and uncertainty is just cruel.
American Airlines says if Washington does come up with a deal in the next several days, the company would reverse the furloughs. U.S. air travel remains down nearly 70% from a year ago because of the new coronavirus. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
You can find more at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.